Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much for joining us. What a week it's been. Sean Shapiro will once again join us from Memorial Cup and give us the latest on that. What a tournament that has been. Do want to remind you, great interview yesterday with Andy Petrullo, just of CBC, formerly TSN, covered 5 Olympics. She is absolutely amazing. So if you get a chance, go back. We put it out yesterday, our one-on-one with Andy, talking stars, talking hockey. She was terrific. The on-time experts are terrific. They're wonderful. You can tell outside. The rain has dissipated. The heat is coming. It's time to make sure that you are fully optimized when it comes to your HVAC unit. Get it nice and cool in there and make sure that your AC isn't working too hard, because when it does, your power bill goes up. And the on-time experts can come in for just $59 for first-time customers, and they can make sure they get rid of the dirt, the grime, the dust. Those are the things that make your HVAC unit work overtime, and you don't want that to happen. So call my friends at the On-Time Experts. It's really easy if you want to do it online, theontimeexperts.com. Same-day service guaranteed. That means that if you call them right now, they'll come that day. It's that simple. And they'll give you updates upon their arrival. So no, not like other companies that say we'll be there between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. No. When the on-time expert says they'll be there and they'll keep updating you so you can go about your day. They also have that $99 first-time customer drain cleaning special, and that's awesome because it's such a nice feeling when your drains aren't clogged and everything's going down smoothly. Please support the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. Proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, proud sponsor of Spits and Suds, the on-time experts. We go to our friend Sean Shapiro. What a week it has been for him covering the Memorial Cup in Kelowna, Canada. Wow, what a beautiful city that is. And what a beautiful Memorial Cup it has been. Sean, of course, has his Substack at ShapShot. You can follow him at Sean Shapiro. Still found time with everything going on to get a great episode yesterday. Wednesday, Algorithmically Incorrect. go to YouTube and just type that in, and you can subscribe and you can follow Sean and Robert on their journey. That's pretty awesome. Great guest this week from Sean. He also writes for D Magazine and Elite Prospects. Sean, how are you? Are you thinking about maybe moving the family up north?
There is, it's hard to, Kelowna, Western Canada is one of those places where when you're there, it's hard not to think, I could live here. I could live here. I also, not to, this is not a golf show, Gavin, but I broke 100 yesterday in playing with rental clubs. So that was, that's the real victory of the week for me is me and a couple of the writers with the day off yesterday, with no game yesterday, after we got some, snuck in a twilight round last night because the sun goes down at like 9:30 here in Western Canada and it's beautiful. And I broke 100 playing with rental clubs. So that's my big win of the week right now.
Were you ready to did you write down those clubs and you're going to now purchase those clubs?
No, not that far. No, but it okay. was fun. And it was, I'm pretty, we were, my golf game is highly based off my short game and the final 150 yards. So it's always a little bit of spray and pray. It's always spray and pray for the first 200 yards to 200 to 250 yards of the hole. So it was we were fortunate enough off the tee box to set up better things.
Was it the course that you sent me that picture of?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What a beauty.
Pretty course.
Yeah, very nice. And this isn't hockey as well, but kind of is, because the Memorial Cup is such a nail biter. Mm-hmm. Sean, last weekend, a team that not many people know about, or maybe they do if they follow EPL for a long time, Bolton Wanderers. I watched them in their League One championship game at Wembley Stadium. And for the first time in 7 years, we're up to the Championship League. Sean, there is... Boy, what a feeling of going down and being relegated or being promoted. It's something in America and Canada we just don't experience.
Yeah, and you and I have kind of talked a little bit about just with the Memorial Cup being one of the things where I think I love the feeling of the multiple leagues and everything like that. And it's there's something about the promotion, and I'm a Spurs fan, so we had some. There was some not so fun season this year. We stayed up, avoided the drop, but I think that's and they do have promotion and relegation in hockey in Europe, and I love the format. I love what it does. I love how it makes for your playing every time you're playing for something, even at the bottom of the season, and I think that's great. And obviously, congrats to Bolton, and that's pretty damn cool. I mean, that's kind of what sports are all about. It's about that journey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, I don't think the NHL would want to participate.
No.
But has there ever been a thought of maybe the AHL, like a world tournament where it's, you know, various teams playing?
I think the problem you run into, and there is the Spengler Cup does exist, and I'm a big, as you know, I'm a big fan of the Spengler Cup, and it's got in Davos every year. It's on the kind of sports bucket list for me to go there. But Spengler Cup has a 5 or 6 teams. There's AHL teams have been there. There's been Canada's not going this year, but Canada sent a team before. So I think Spengler Cup is is probably about as close as we get to it right now. I don't know, on a world hockey thing, to kind of connect it back to world hockey news, it is interesting, Gavin, where I think one of the problems with, not problem, just the reality for hockey is, unlike soccer, soccer is such a global game. There's very few actual global sports to soccer. No other sport is global to soccer's scale, right? You just don't have you don't have the ability to say, hey, let's go put together a 48 team World Cup. If you were to go to put together a 48 team World Cup for hockey, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a pretty frustrating product, right? So, I think that's one of the problems hockey runs into and other sports run into, where there is kind of, it's too dominated by one part of the world. I would like to see, personally, and we'll see where it all kind of the world evolves on this and everything, but I would like to see maybe something done a little bit more with, and I don't know how you get the NHL players to care for it, and I don't know if the NHLPA would even have any appetite for it, but, like, riddle me this, Gavin, wouldn't it be kind of fun to put together something for the, to go and put together a tournament of sorts for the, where you get Stanley Cup champion playing whoever won the Champions Hockey League last year over in Europe, right?
Right.
And obviously, but it's probably becomes like a preseason thing, and it becomes like a one game thing. And is it a true quote unquote competition? I don't know, but I would be all aboard for something like that.
So interesting that as we start this podcast, we have some signing news from the Texas Stars, and for the sixth straight season. Congratulations, Curtis McKenzie signed with the Texas Stars. The captain is back in Cedar Hill, Cedar Park.
Football program, more of a football town, right?
There's a lot of cedars, man. There's Cedar Creek Lake. There's Cedar Ridge Trail. I get my cedars mixed up. Too many cedars in Texas.
Too many cedars. Stephen Meserve, our pal down in Cedar Park. Stephen Meserve, I believe, is the one who went and broke the news on this and had the I thought Steven's writing on the subject was great, where he was kind of laying out how every year he's got the prepped farewell Curtis McKenzie piece that he knows he'll have to write someday, and is thankful that today is not that day. So I thought that was a good kind of, I like the way Steven kind of pulled the human side back into that and everything. So, but it's, I know McKenzie's production has dropped, has obviously dropped a little bit numbers wise, but he's been a good playoff player. He's kind of what you need down there. He's like, you win in the AHL and you develop players from players learning from guys like Curtis McKenzie, just like tons of Stars players who reached Dallas now have learned from Curtis and kind of the generation before him with Maxime Fortunas and Travis Morin and everything like that. And so these are the stories that I'm really appreciative, Gavin, that we celebrate on this show and talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to get your scout's eye because Logan Stankoven with another big playoff goal, having a terrific playoffs. And of course, I try to put it from the fans' perspective because I want people to listen to this podcast and say, oh, okay. And so I trust your scout eye, Sean. And I'm wondering, what have you seen from Stankoven that is different than his time in Dallas, other than maybe another year experience in the NHL? And as we've talked about a lot on this program, a system that really fits his game.
And I don't think it's that the system didn't fit him in Dallas. Like, he had last year with Dallas before the trade, he had 29 points in, he had 29 points in 50 games with the Stars at the time of the trade, which is about similar to the rate he scored at in Carolina this year, where he had 44 and 81. I think there's an element of, honestly, it's confidence and opportunity is a big one for me. I think there's been kind of that with that line that he's been on in Carolina, he's been able to kind of just, they buzz and around and it has a spot for him. Once again, this isn't to say anything poorly about Dallas at all, because I think he did fit in the star system. But Rod Brendamore does a really good job of giving each line an identity, and they all kind of do the same thing. And I think with Dallas, there's a little bit more of a, and for a lot of NHL teams, there's kind of a different identity from line to line. You watch Carolina play and everyone does the same thing with little caveats. And I think that's just been knowing his role and knowing his opportunities led to that comfort level for Logan. And I mean, it's been like, it's funny because he's actually cooled down a little bit, right? Like he had 7 goals in the first 8 games and he's got 1 in the last 4. So like, oh God, he's only scored 1 in the last 4. But the I think it's kind of taking that step. And I think in the long run, I think he would have been this type of player in Dallas as well. I just don't think he ever would have been a 95 potential 100 point player the way that, like, I think that's the thing that Carolina fans and Stars fans who love Logan Stankoven need to keep in mind. He is 23 and he's going to get better and there's going to be some growing aging curve and everything like that. But I don't know if Logan Stankoven is anything and ever going to be anything more than I don't think he's going to be a 90 point guy. And I think that will help Stars fans sleep better knowing that in the long run, if you think about it.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
The other thing I was thinking of, if Carolina ends up beating Montreal, you have Carolina versus Vegas. I'm interested to see ratings for that series, two non-traditional hockey markets. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering, not the hockey fan, the hockey fan will be tuned in. I'm interested in the matchup. I'm interested in Montreal versus Vegas as well. I'm just wondering that, you know, Sean, that sports fan, will they tune into a series like this?
Yeah. I struggle with the, like, I think the Montreal Canadiens hold there, I think there's a cachet to the Montreal Canadiens that comes. It's not Lakers Cowboys level in the United States,
right?
But I do think there's something to that where, like, I have friends who aren't hockey fans, right? And they don't care, like, but they know the Montreal Canadiens, right? That's the well, they know. And so I think there's definitely a value to that. This final will be interesting from a level of. There's the sticky situation too with Vegas, Gavin, and I think it's important to acknowledge it and at least be honest and open about it. Of there's a very fair and real question of whether Carter Hart should be playing, right? And I think that is, and just to be very clear, obviously, the sexual assault case and the rape case and everything like that, he was cleared. by the Crown in Canada. The NHL cleared him, and it's not my job. It was literally a judge's job to judge that and figure that out and within the legality of everything. And he is back in at a big stage right away. And it's hard not to look, Gavin, and see there's definitely people who have no interest in watching the Stanley Cup final because of Carter Hart's involvement. And yeah. I think that's, and that includes some hockey people too. And I think that's a tough like element that I think if we ignore it, we're doing ourselves a disservice because that means we're like, we do get to sit at the kids' table of life, Gavin, and cover sports. It's great. But I think it's irresponsible to not point out that there are very real conversations about whether Carter Hart should or shouldn't be playing in the NHL. I think it's the whole, I go to the baseball thing, right? Where baseball has collectively made the decision that Trevor Bauer is not a Major League Baseball player anymore.
Yes.
Trevor Bauer has been cleared legally and everything like that. And if, I don't think it's up to the NHL. I think the NHL runs into a problem itself if you go and, like, they did have a ruling on those players, and those players went through and followed what needed to be done to get back into the league and everything. But then it goes to the teams, and you make your decisions that way. And then obviously in baseball, all of the teams have decided that they're not going to sign Trevor Bauer. And I think if a team signed Trevor Bauer and he was pitching in the World Series, I think there would be some discussion about it. That's what Carter Hart kind of brings to the table right now. And it's a tough discussion to have because I want to be very clear. And I intentionally say it over and over again because I understand. I know there's the commentary. He was acquitted. I believe that the exact terminology was there wasn't enough evidence to convict. And so it is legally and everything within the right to do that. And he has the right to reform himself or whatever. But for me, I guess kind of my personal opinion, and I guess I might get in trouble for saying this a bit, but who cares, is my personal opinion is sometimes when we hear people talk about, hey, I've changed and grown and everything like that, I've yet to hear anyone answer how they've changed or grown. And that's kind of one of the ways I struggle with it a lot, because
it definitely tough moral issue.
It's a difficult thing, right? Like, and I don't want to be, I'm not going to go and say he should never play hockey again. I'm not going to go and do that. I'm not going to be, I'm, it's not the, for me, it's, I don't think someone's like, I do, there is a world where we should have, people should be able to better themselves and everything like that. But I have a hard, I've struggled with this one just because it's the whole, it's just like when Joel Quenneville with Anaheim and like Pat Verbeek is, hey, like this is like, oh, well, like Joel's done this work or that work or whatever. And I have yet to hear Joel be really open about what he's done. And so like, that's kind of, so it's, I'm not trying to take us down the wrong, and I'm trying to be as respectful as possible, but I think it's impossible to not talk about that with this Stanley Cup final. And apologize. I'm not even apologizing, but like to you, Gavin, like, I'm not trying to turn this into a, I don't want someone to go and show me the list of, because oftentimes you bring stuff up like this and then people will go and you'll get either, someone will go give you the screen grab of why the judge ruled this way and go and say, oh, well, why didn't, or they'll go the other way and say, well, what do you think about this player or that player? Like, I'm not trying to open that can of worms, but this is the reality in front of us of it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard Stanley Cup final for some people to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Stars thought that has not been brought up. Nils Lundqvist had a great year as a second pairing defenseman. But I think many of us, when we talk about how can the Stars improve, we look at, okay, might be good to have another defenseman, like a But at the same time, I'm like, okay, so what does that do with Nils Lundqvist? Because you're obviously not going to send Thomas Harley down to a third pairing. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Nils Lundqvist? Because I thought you brought up a really good point, Sean, that, you know, we talked about the Stars against Minnesota. What we didn't necessarily talk as much about was how they didn't play as well when Nils Lundqvist was out of the lineup.
I mean, they really needed the... For me, the big Nils Lundqvist thing is they were really missing that additional defenseman that could move the puck, right? Like that's you have that with Harley, you have it with Miro, but when those were basically your only two puck movers, it became very evident to me how much having that third one and having that dynamic on all your pairs, how important that is. And so I think that's one of the big reasons when Nils was out. And I with all that's happened with him and the Pete DeBoer drama and everything like that, like, I think it's a bit foolish if Nils Lundqvist is not part of your plan. I'm okay with the Stars going and shopping and looking at other defensemen, right? Like, the Tyler Myers solution is Tyler Myers. I don't know how you make the money work, but if Tyler Myers is your seventh D that comes in, is that the worst thing in the world? Probably not. Right. So I think any plan should not become at a cost of what Nils Lundqvist brings to your team.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great response. Hey, let's end on this. And, you know, we don't want to go down a dark depth, but I did want to mention NAMI North Texas. It's a mental health service in Dallas. They are wonderful. I know the station supports them. We do fundraisers for them. I know, Sean, you're a big mental health advocate, and we say that on the passing of Claude Lemieux, who semi-ended his career being traded to the Dallas Stars and spent some, you know, a little bit of time here. I don't know how to talk about it, but I think it is important to mention the hockey player himself and how good he was specifically in the playoffs. And how important he was to the team. It was just so sad. And I think the chilling video that I'll always remember is him carrying that torch for game three in Montreal and the crowd just going crazy. And I'm watching this video and it's the perfect example of you don't know what somebody's going through. So I'm just going to offer this up, Sean. If there is a Spits and Suds listener, please reach out to me. Give me your number. I'm happy to talk to you. I love talking hockey. You can say I have idiotic opinions, but I love talking hockey. But if that's what it takes, you know, let's do it. But there's always somebody that can listen and help.
Yeah. And I go through and... So first off, just on Claude Lemieux, the player, he was a rat. He was a rat on the ice. But it was funny. Like, I remember I spoke to him about 5 or 6 weeks ago because he was an agent too, and he's got like Moritz Seider was one of his bigger clients.
I think Nils Lundqvist is his client.
Yep, Nils Lundqvist. Right. Actually, you're right. Nils Lundqvist was a Claude Lemieux, was a Claude Lemieux client. So there's a lot of people hurting. And I think it's not why I write about the human side of things. Just to be clear, like, to me, I think the human connectivity, it has nothing to do with intentionally going and being a place that people, like, for me, there's the human side of, these are all people, right? In this game. And it's why I love, like, I wrote about just the restaurant in Kelowna the other day, just being here at the Memorial Cup, right? Like, that stuff to me is, but the human side is, I think it's something that you're supposed to lean into when you need it. And, like, not to go too far down any paths, but, right, like, I look at some of the people that were impacted by Stephen Johns being very open about what happened.
Yes.
And I know suicide is a word that we shun and everything like that. But I think sometimes we do ourselves a disservice by not talking about it, because I think it's when it becomes this hush-hush point of shame almost, because the way people talk about it, it makes people who are suffering feel like there's potential shame involved in it and everything like that. And so I think, like, people deal with, and part of my French here, but people deal with shit, right? Like, yeah. People deal with shit, and it's, for me, one of the toughest things in my life I dealt with, and I've written it on my site before. It wasn't suicide, but it was it was someone who was close to me who was since in prison for sexual assault, and I've written about that. But me being open about it was one of the healing things for me, and I know there's people I've spoken to because of that. And so there's the type of thing where I think being human and making people realize that they're not alone in the way they look at the world, or the way everyone has shitty days, and I think it's good to check on your people too. So
the Elite Prospects Draft Guide is coming.
Oh, yes.
going to be released on June 2nd. Sean, are you doing goaltenders?
I helped with a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Very excited because our scouting team grew this year. We have a full goalie team now, which has allowed me to, I work in the scouting space still, but I get to do a little bit of everything more. I truly believe to do a great job at multiple jobs, you need to have a good team around you. I know that sounds cliche, but like our goaltending team is really good. And I've become more and more of a, just kind of a sounding board working with them. And Jacob Titus does a great job leading that team now, and that lets me do some more writing and lets my skills be used in that way. But yeah, I've got some fingerprints on this guide. Big shout out to Mitch Brown, to Mitch and Lauren, who really did all the heavy lifting, and all of our scout team there, because it comes out on June 2nd. It is the most complete guide you will find, and I would be remiss if I didn't tell you to go buy it to go to EP and get that.
That is awesome. And Sean and Robert spoke to CHL President Dan McKenzie, who was at the Memorial Cup, and that is on Algorithmically Incorrect Hockey. So you can find that on YouTube, Apple, or Spotify. You also got a great pick of Gavin McKenna in attendance at the Memorial Cup. That was a nice pick. It's just such a cool tournament. I wish we had this in America. I'm jealous of this tournament, but I absolutely love how you've covered it. And it's really tomorrow's superstars, because
yeah,
5 years from now, let's just say maybe even closer, you're going to hear a name. And if you go to Elite Prospects, guess what? They played junior hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is a blast of a tournament, and I really enjoy being here for it. And it is it's actually on Victory Plus tonight, by the way. If you're in the United States, nice. You can go watch Victory on Victory Plus. So hop on that. Don't be afraid there. And it's definitely something that I highly recommend for anyone. The hockey's good. The game's going to be good. Season's on the line. It's just a lot of fun.
Lots of fun. All right, let's support Sean with his Shap Shots. He's been writing about the Memorial Cup and other things. I just mentioned Algorithmically Incorrect Hockey with Robert. You can find everything Sean does, his D Magazine work, his also work with Elite Prospects, at Sean Shapiro. Thank you so much, man. I truly appreciate your support of this show. And I say that because you're in Kelowna, Canada, and you found time to join us this week. We truly appreciate it.
Gavin, I always have time for people who treat people with respect in the way you do and the way you run this show. So that means a lot to me. So always will have time for you to do this. And I appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. That's going to do it for another episode of Spits and Suds. Until our next episode, thanks to Gregory Finley. Also, thanks to the on-time experts. Have a great day, everyone.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?